ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 11 चैप्टर नंबर 8 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 18। नृत्यवादित्रगीतानि
नृत्यवादित्रगीतानि
जुषन्ग्राम्याणि योषिताम्
जुषन्ग्राम्याणि योषिताम्
आसाम् क्रीडनको वश्य
आसाम् क्रीडनको वश्य
ऋष्यशृङ्गो मृगीसुतः
ऋष्यशृङ्गो मृगीसुतः।
नृत्य डांसिंग, वादित्र म्यूजिकल परफॉर्मेंस, गीतानि सॉन्ग्स, जुषन कल्टिवेटिंग, ग्राम्यानि रिलेटेड टू सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन, योषिताम ऑफ विमेन, आसाम ऑफ देम, क्रीडनकः ए प्लेथिंग विषयः, फुल्ली कंट्रोल्ड, ऋष्यशृङ्गः the sage Rishyashringa, Mrigi Sutaha, son of Mrigi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta. No, these are the translations of the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Becoming attracted to worldly singing, dancing and musical entertainment of beautiful women, even the great sage Rishyashringa, the son of Mrigi, fell totally under their control, just like a pet animal. Rishyashringa, the young son of sage Mrigi, was intentionally brought up by his father in an atmosphere of complete innocence. Mrigi Rishi thought that if his son were never exposed to the sight of women, he would always remain a perfect brahmachari. But by chance, the inhabitants of the neighboring kingdom, who were suffering from long-term drought, received divine advice that rain would return to their kingdom only after the Brahman named Rishyashringa stepped foot in it. Therefore, they sent beautiful women to the hermitage of Mrigi to entice Rishyashringa and bring him back with them. Since Rishyashringa has never even heard about women, he easily fell for their trap. The name Rishyashringa indicates that the young sage was born with a deer-like horn growing out of his forehead. If, like the deer, a rishi becomes attracted to sweet musical sounds promising sense gratification, then like the deer, he is quickly vanquished. A thoughtful person should humbly take instructions from the deer who is doomed by attraction of musical sense gratification. So, Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadandigam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nrityavadi Trgitani Jusham Gramyani Yoshitam Asam Kridanakau Vaishya Rashyashanga Mrigisutaha. By becoming attracted to the worldly singing, dancing and musical entertainment of beautiful women, even the great sage Rishyashringa, the son of Mrugi, fell totally under their control, just like a pet animal. This Rishyashringa Muni is very famous because of his purity, but as a living entity he also fell victim to the attraction. The material modes are very powerful. It can attract an innocent person who has no knowledge, but he can be easily attracted. This is the kind of the effect of the sound vibrations and the sight and whatever, you know, our senses may give way to the perception, which are said to be very attractive. Now, the same Rishyashringa is also involved in previous age of Treta Yuga, that he was able to perform fire sacrifice for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to advance as Lord Ramachandra. Dasaratha Raja was not having any children, and he was doing so many austerities, but this is the special personality Rishyashringa. He was invited. In other places also, Rishyashringa is replacing the heavenly priest called Brahaspati, and he takes the charge and active role as the spiritual master of the demigods too. So Rishyashringa is not an ordinary person. The prowess of protection is brahmacharya regardless. But the sound vibration are very strong even for disturbing the mind. If we compare to this kind of sound vibration, then what will happen? What happened to Vishwamitra Muni? That little tinkling of an ankle bell of Menaka, he lost his meditation. So, sound vibrations are creating varieties of moods and effect. It is also said that even trees respond to the sound vibrations. Even the cows respond to the sound vibrations to yield milk more. It changes the mood. Yesterday we talked about the experiment that scientists did about rock and roll music. Right? I said somewhere else, so I brought the whole article, you know, in order to understand what are the tremendous effects of sound vibration. But regardless, If we see the origin of sound vibration, it is the first and foremost thing to appear. Scientists call it Big Bang. It's also sound vibration. But because their knowledge pertaining to the material world, which is formed out of ignorance, therefore they can say Big Bang is the drastic sound vibration. But in the transcendental realm, the sound vibration is the original sound, is Omkar, right? And the Om is very identical with the representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, in any transcendental sound vibration, Om is added to indicate that it belongs to the Supreme. Yeah. Even when we speak the names of demigods or chant their mantra, Om is added in order to make sure that they are not independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's always in relation to, therefore it is added. If we see the creation and the creative principles in the first cant of Srimad Bhagavatam, it was described that the combination of the three modes of material nature with the subtle energy which is coming into the existence or manifestation, the interaction of Lord Mahavishnu's glance at every step of transformation from one element to another has been involved. This glance is not coming into the effect of any reaction, but it works as a catalyst. It works as a catalyst. And simply by the presence of a catalyst, a reaction between other starts. In that sense, we distinguish that one who does not take part, but the presence is needed, it must be transcendental, or must be having some superior nature which is not mixing with the nature of the interreacting elements. So when we see this, so in the beginning, the false ego, when it was created, it created a halo and the space was formed. And in the space, which is the medium for sound vibration to travel. So therefore, space was specifically created for the sound vibration. Sound vibrations are in different wavelength, right? The wavelength differs. And our auditory sense of the hearing sense, the internal ear especially, every ear is differently composed to receive different levels of wavelength of sound vibration. Our ears are very poor, very weak. The deer has very solid ear in the sense that they can hear even subsonic sounds. Even the dog can hear better than human being. He can hear our heart beatings 50 feet away. You know? And if a man is excited, he keeps a special watch. The dog keeps a special watch because he can hear whether the guy is excited or not. You know? Otherwise he will jump on him and protect his, you know, honor. So these are trained dogs on the basis of sound vibration. So sound vibration is very important. When Srila Prabhupada was explaining the nature of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the transcendental sound vibration, in the beginning devotees were having difficulty to understand, and most were musicians in the beginning, you know, hippies, they are fond of music, sound vibration, you know. They have their instruments. So they think giving some pleasure to the mind, the sound vibration is very important. And they were in tune. They were in tune with the sound vibration as if this is the ultimate source of happiness. To be joyful, you must hear some good vibes, what they call. Good vibes. And one becomes so proficient and so much expert, and he dedicates his life, like Pandit Hari Prasad Chaurasia, the flute player in India, is nobody can beat him. He's such an expert, you know. He was interviewed. What is the aim of your life? And he said, I want to become Krishna. My word, philosophy, but he said, you know, they concentrate on Nad Brahma. Nad is the sound vibration, but because it's in tune with Brahman. So Srila Prabhupada was explaining to this musician, because one person wanted to understand in the terms of sound vibration, and he was having guitar in his hand, and he came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, how do I understand the sound is so important? To me, this guitar and then his strings, tong, I relish, I communicate my feelings with it. How do I understand this sound vibration that you are putting so much importance on Hare Krishna Mahamantra? And Prabhupada said, look, this is Hare Krishna piano. It's a piano. Anybody who strikes the key, whether he is American, whether he is Indian, whether he is Hindu or Muslim or Christian, it sounds the same. It sounds the same. For material sound vibration, the player may be too much obsessed by his style of playing and enjoy within his own limitation. He thinks he's a great player. You know, but others may not like it. They may have different appreciation. But this Hare Krishna piano is non-sectarian. Anybody who strikes, it will sound ping, and Prabhupada imitates him. it sounds the same. Oh, thank you very much. You know, Prabhupada always wanted to make a distinction, you know, from the ordinary sounds. Other time he would explain, just like radio waves, he would say, just like radio waves, you cannot see, but yes, you can communicate still. You can hear. There is a transmitter and there is a receiver. And you don't see in between anything. And wherever you are, if you have this instrument receiver, you can catch up the waves. So, you become the receiver of Hare Krishna sound vibration. Whether you are receiving the transcendental sound vibrations in a proper way where it will be appreciated. Can you catch up this frequency of Hare Krishna sound vibration?
You are a receiver. Can we catch up this frequency? Are we properly in tuned? Fine tuning is required, is it not, to catch up the transcendental sound vibration, because they are beyond the wavelength of, you know, supersonic sound. This is the sound speed of the sound is, what is that famous in the air? It is No. The speed of the sound. The speed of the sound in the air is 5,300 miles per hour. Speed of the sound. So, if the supersonic, feet per second. 5,382 or something like that. I used to study in physics. That means a supersonic, flight goes, it creates a boom in the sky because it breaks the sound barrier. Material sound barrier, if it is broken, it creates a big bang. So there were complaints, from the residents who are living near the airports especially. And that's why those supersonic flights were curtailed. You know, it were disturbing. So this is material sound vibration. If material sound vibration beyond the frequency, if it goes, the human being cannot appreciate much. It has a drastic effect. But here we see the transcendental effect of even blowing a conch shell. Why conch shell is so much dear to Lord Shri Krishna? Conch shell is very, very important in devotional service. It also creates sound. Whenever you go to purchase a conch shell, and especially in South India and Rameshwaram and other places where they are available, they will first tell you, do you know how to check a conch shell? The real one? Put the mouth where you're going to blow in the ear, not in your mouth, and you will see the sound vibration. And you will really see, because it has a cochlear situation. And the same arrangement of cochlear arrangement in our cochlea. Cochlea, it is the name of the internal ear. You know? So, this is transcendental. This is very auspicious conscious. And then he will ask you, give me 3,500 rupees. Really? Because the conch shell prices, I just checked recently, I used to purchase in 300 rupees, 10, 15 years back, but they are almost 3,500 now. It's rare. Bigger the conch shell, and the deeper the sound. This is called Panchajanya, Krishna's associate, his personification of the sound. His personification of the sound. So, when we install conch shell in our daily puja, we chant special hymns for Garbha Devari Narinam Vilayante Sastruta. Pujaris know that the wives of the demons, even if they are carrying
The blowing of a conch shell can shatter their embryo into 1,000 pieces then. That is the power of destroying the evil. Means it is a superior energy created by the transcendental sound vibration. So however, materially we prevent, just like Rishi Sringa, his father thought that he should be raised in a very strict brahmachari. He should never be exposed to the people outside, and especially he will never see a woman's face, then he will be well protected. Of course, it's great austerity. And there was some power endowed for that too. But, the divine providence will dictate, okay, get allured by the women and you come and give them rain. You will become the cause of for their benediction. Otherwise, they are dying. It's for the higher cause. You can sacrifice this so-called celibacy. He was allured simply by music and sound. Alright? So, the transcendental sound vibration is really Nada Brahma. Well, it is corresponding on the equal level of the Brahman realization. So the importance of the mantras also came into that existence, because the factuality of our existence is expressed through mind, words and activities. And these are the three phases that existence is proven. So therefore, transcendental existence can be also proven in factual realization through mind, words and activities. That it should be tuned for the transcendental nature. It should not have anything to do with the material nature. That is called transcendental nature. So Krishna and all his associates, all his devotees are on that level. Again, it's also said that Shabdam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sadditam. Shabdam means a sound. Vishuddham, speck pure. No taint of modes of material nature. Is called Vasudeva state. Krishna is available only on that level. Krishna comes and incarnates himself as he is on that level. If we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the birth of Lord Sri Krishna, in the jail accounts, Krishna was dictating Yogamaya to redirect the embryo by traction from the womb of Devaki to womb of Rohini. That was the seventh incarnation, Balaram. And then told her, okay, now you can appear as Yogamaya in Yashoda's womb. Because immediately after that, how Krishna is taking his seat in the heart of Vasudeva. He appears first in the heart of Vasudeva. Vasudeva is completely the purified state, and by his austerity, for ages he has come to that particular state to receive the Lord. You know. So he was in a Vasudev state itself, where Vasudev himself will come. So that seat is in the heart. Therefore it is said, Lord Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudev. And Vasudev transferred Lord Krishna into the heart of Devaki by initiation, not by sexual intercourse, by initiation. When Devaki got initiated, Lord Krishna was transferred into her heart, and she became very, very brilliant. And it was recognized by the demigods out there. Because there was nobody to witness except Devaki and Vasudeva. But the witness is where? The demigods. They are the living entities in superior nature. They know some symptoms, and then through the bona fide process of understanding through sound vibration and observance, they said, now the Lord is resting in Devaki's womb. That is their interpretation, but it was correct also. So some painters, they show Devaki pregnant even, you know. But Krishna appears only in the heart. Why should he, come out as he can very well do, but not by the force of nature, because he has nothing to do with. Rather, instead of getting into the labor, Krishna appeared as 400 Vishnu. Not a naked child, but he was wearing pitambar, he had four hands, and with the club and lotus and conch shell and everything. This is the way. It's inconceivable how the transformations, you know, from one state to another is happening. But we take it and relish it, because it's transcendental in nature. And when we are properly purified, we relish it more and more. Therefore, Bhagavatam descriptions are called Sattvata Samhita. Sattvata Samhita means this recompilation of the same stories are transcendental in nature, and it is only for those who are purified. So more we get purified, more we will relish. Not that we'll be bored. We'll be able to tell others over and over again. And that is another nature. It is coming like a spontaneous nature. If you cannot get tired of talking about Krishna or hearing about Krishna, it is itself a spontaneous activity. Itself is a spontaneous activity. You can tell again and again and again and again. Otherwise, why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, Jare dekha tare kaha Krishna apadesh. Whenever you meet a person and wherever you meet, just speak about Krishna. No other topics. Suppose I will start giving you physics lessons. You know, say, everybody will go away. I will also not come again. Because it's not relishable. Because these sound vibrations are on a different wavelength. Many a times, when some misunderstanding happens, they say, Prabhu, your wavelength is different than mine. You know? But for understanding Krishna, there is only one wavelength, and we have to be transcendently appreciating that aspect. You know, that there is no tinge of material modes. You know,
So, this is quite interesting that how the material sounds are virtually destroying our lives. Sattvic sound are appreciated, the one in the mode of goodness, they are appreciated. But at the same time, it also gives the effect of happiness. That is, the mode of goodness has a function. Jnana sangena badnati sukha sangena chanag. Two effects of mode of goodness are described in Bhagavad Gita. We are bound under the acquisition of knowledge, and we think that is important. This is the real IQ. Real IQ. But sukha sangena chanaka. Sukha means wanting the happiness, material happiness, while we are existing. We hanker for that too. So at least mode of goodness is our functionary medium. But when we are getting the higher taste, the higher happiness, what good the instrumental sounds are going to add anything in our life? The devotees give up even so-called music, the instrumental music. Why Srila Prabhupada told us that in the kirtan, kartal and mridanga are enough? Why he preferred kirtan over bhajan? We can see so many interesting things. Even though bhajan are not condemned, but preference is there. Whenever something, okay, now do the kirtan. He never said, okay, now do the bhajan. Right? We never hear. But he played so many bhajans too. But Prabhupada is insisting upon the transcendental sound vibration, because that is the only good virtue in Kali Yuga, Krishna's holy name. Otherwise everything is a bad virtue. Bad virtue, virtues are never bad, but they are not important. That's why I call bad virtues. So here we see Rishi Sringa can be allured by sound vibrations. But the personal instruction that the Brahman is giving, that what he learnt, that the music and the deer, especially the attraction, the deer is attracted to death by the sound vibration, material sound vibration, you know. But antidote of material sound vibration is spiritual sound, the transcendental. That's the one. So, Srila Prabhupada gives Rishi Sringa's, you know, history. He has a horn on his head. So he's a rishi, but with the shringi, a shringa. Hmm. So, who had Sringa is like a deer. Right? He's attracted. So, however he may be a rishi, a self-controlled person, you know, never exposed to beautiful dancing of women with the music, you know, but it was enough to attract him. Any other discussions? Let me look for that article. It may be well told and whatever I said to you. Okay. Anything else? Anybody has any question meanwhile? That's difficult to find out. Huh?
You want to tell something about Ramananda
Raya? Ramananda Raya. Ramananda Raya. Do we, what? Disappearance?
Yes.
Ooh, Krishna. Ramananda Raya ki jai. He was the most intimate follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a minister in the state of Travancore, is it not? And his place is called Kuvur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling in South India, he specifically made a point to see him, meet him, and he was a householder. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent some time with him because he was very elevated Vaishnava. Again, the Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vijnaya Bhujiya. How the Vaishnava in liberated state may externally act, we cannot conceive. We cannot conceive through our blunt senses, and we cannot underestimate or criticize certain actions. Neither they are to be imitated. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was visiting, Ramananda Raya was very actively engaged in the state affairs, but at the same time, in his spare time, he was teaching the young girls and dancing and the art of dancing. So, apparently, for a liberated person, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would want to associate with him, has very pure intentions of, you know, divine nature. But this kind of contradictory thing that we may anticipate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not even care for. And nobody can imitate that part. So later on, when Ramananda Raya, you know, retired and came back to Jagannath Puri with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to serve him, Ramananda Raya always was absorbed in serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding the deep mood of separation. And he assisted the Lord in his ecstatic mood and directed him. So the Lord, without any interruption, would release that mood and exhibit the highest ecstasy without anybody's indulgence or interference. Ramananda Rai accompanied him even during Rath Yatra, where the ecstatic symptoms would be shown out of spontaneous love, attraction for Lord Jagannath. And Ramananda Rai, an assistant with Swarup Damodar, because they were the only two close associates, they will supplement Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with proper understanding. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, especially when he writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that these were very intimate feeling, that one who knows the highest ecstatic symptom, and they will supplement the feelings with proper verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. And the prayers of Chandidas and who else? Jayadeva Goswami also. Right, because they were Vaishnava poets, and appease the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They will know the mood and provide pertinent explanation. So, nobody can misinterpret. Only the conducive for the development of such rasa, those who are witnessing them, that they may be guided in that way. So it's a strict discipline, and Ramananda Rai was providing there. So there are so many interactions, even in Gambhira, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was spending the Antyalila time. The pains of separations were very intensified, and they erupt from time to time, and they have to be at constant vigil to help Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to serve him. So, the most intensity of such vira can be properly understood by that example. One who wants to do cheap imitation, they are easily warned off that nobody can put this. There are imitators. There's one so-called popular imitator, is Kripal. He's still existing, but all his associates are women. Very few men. And he said he's avatar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he gets into bhava, exposes, then goes into politics again sometime, and then they do not worship Krishna, they worship Radha. Well, there are great differences between such imitators and the Lord himself showed the highest exemplification, example of that. Intense bhava, cannot be imitated. But as a devotee and in the mood of Radharani, even Gadadhar Pandit is said to be the partial incarnation of Radha's mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was acting very strictly with him. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells about that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealt heavily in the beginning, but then would become very mild. The case was Ballabha Bhatta, to correct him,
Gadadhar Pandit was reprimanded. But at the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because you are telling, that's why I will hear him, you know. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood in the bhava stage has to be understood through the help of Ramanand Rai. He's a great personality. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made four acharyas, and through their action, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, through their teachings, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us the highest of the Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattvas, philosophy, and we know he gathered, he collected two things from each sampradaya, all Vaishnava sampradaya, to make the Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva philosophy based on those truths. And he selected four of his stalwart followers, amongst them Ramanand Rai was his acharya, to show their importance, their teaching's importance in our disciplic succession. He selected Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to be the acharya for liberation. He selected Haridas Thakur as acharya for the Harinam. He selected Rupa Goswami to describe the Rasatattva as Nectar of Devotion, which was his compilation, very important. That means the teachings of the ways of bhakti on the strength of the holy name, how it can be expounded. And he selected Ramananda Rai to be the acharya of the highest ecstatic mood of Gopi Bhava. So, these four truths, they eventually come in progressive stages, and to understand those highest moods, we have to wait. Probably Ramananda Rai will be one of our last teachers that we have to resort to. Because it is so much intimate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even did not allow Rupa Goswami or others, but he sent them to Vrindavan Go. He never allowed them to be around him. Right? But he was intimately associated with Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar. These are the only two people. So, Ramananda Rai's birthplace is in Jagannath Puri. In some village. Remember, I went to see, and it is in the remote place. It is still there. Devotees go there. Does anybody know where was it? I forgot.
There is a house of
Ramananda Rai.
On the way to Sakshi Gopal Temple.
Okay, alright. But somehow or another he was actively engaged in government services of the state of Tamil Nadu. And Kuvur was his place. It's right on Godavari. Kuvur and Rajamundri are very near, isn't it? No?
ISKCON has beautiful temple and Rajmundry. Very ornated. And it was opened just a year and a half back. Nicely done. Very resort type of temple is that. Yes.
Because of his own devotion.
That's correct.
And we have not included to put subordinate position to Ramananda, asking him what are the ultimate goal of real life, what we should do.
That's correct. The teachings of Ramananda Rai was in order to expound the foundational practices in Vedic culture. Starts from, that's called Ramananda Samlap. And Srila Prabhupada has written a little book. Of course, B.G. Narasimha Maharaj had his original. So he printed that book, Ramananda Samlap. And I think in the year 1993, it was there. 1994, he printed. But then ISKCON got from him and but Prabhupada, this is the original manuscript of Srila Prabhupada, Ramananda Samlap, it is called. It's a conversation with Ramananda Rai. So, it's a gradual step. But where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was listener, and he would always say, not this, not this, not this, not this. And he would rise to different levels of progression, and ultimately he wanted to extol the mood of Gopi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now you are right. So like that. It's a beautiful conversation. It's a short compilation, not that big book, but it is available. Such revelations are not for ordinary people. It is exposed to those who are equally qualified. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals. In our estimation, even Kolavecha Sridhar may be very ordinary, but what is his internal status? Who can see that? We have to develop this mood internally while we can having good friendships externally. This is where the individuality is much more appreciated as internal, but not external. Externally, we have to cooperate with each other. And internally, we have to be individual. Okay. Anything else? Yeah, all glory to Srila Prabhupada.